It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's partly cloudy, 68 degrees. KSL's top story. Today marks 3 years since Lauren McCluskey was murdered on the University of Utah campus, and her parents were here to announce a new program aimed at making the campus safer. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports.
Jill and Matt McCluskey led a walk in their daughter's honor along the track at the University of Utah this afternoon, and they were here to announce a new five-step initiative to improve campus safety. Jill says what's most important right now is changing the culture on college campuses.
How people look at dating violence and stalking, that it's a serious problem.
The plan from the Lauren McCluskey Foundation urges people to believe women when they say they've experienced dating or sexual violence, for campus safety programs to adopt a best practices blueprint and develop a campus safety score, but not just at the U.
We want to not only make an impact here, but make an impact nationally.
New U President Randall Taylor says tackling the issue of dating violence is one of his top priorities. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
In the Aaron Lowe murder case, prosecutors asked for more time to look for evidence. They want to have their case buttoned up ahead of a detention hearing that will decide whether Book gets out of jail. He's currently in a cell, and that's where he'll stay at least till December 3rd. Book is charged with aggravated murder and the football player's death. KSL's top national stories. Another distributor is recalling onions. Keeler Family Farms says it sold some of those bad onions from Chihuahua, Mexico, to stores and residents across the country. Stores and restaurants across the country. They were packaged in 25 and 50-pound sacks. They do have a label indicating they were a product of Mexico. If you've bought onions lately and you don't know where they were grown, the advice is to toss them. It's official now. The Supreme Court will hear an abortion case less than 2 weeks from now. They'll decide on the controversial new Texas abortion law. And here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Siding with abortion providers and civil rights groups, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments before lower courts even rule. The outcome could definitively resolve the fate of the law, which bans abortions in Texas after 6 weeks and relinquishes enforcement to private citizens. The court declined, though, to impose a stay, meaning the law remains in effect until the court issues a decision, which could take months. Justice Sotomayor said in dissent about that, for the second time, the court declines to act immediately to protect these women from grave and irreparable harm. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Biden administration has dropped some major domestic priorities from its budget plan. Here's what we know about the scale down.
With Democratic Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema blocking some of the education, health, and child care spending and taxes to pay for it, President Biden's cutting items to make them happy.
We will get nothing if we do not have 50 votes.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president's fighting to keep as much as possible on the bill, hoping to get more with a larger Senate majority the next time. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
In the Pacific Northwest, they're waiting for a bomb cyclone. It's a really ugly weather pattern that can wreck a weekend and a lot more. ABC's Alex Stone here.
It's many days of rain back to back. It's wet today, but the focus is on Sunday into Monday. That's when what scientists have dubbed a bomb cyclone will move into Northern California up through Washington State. A powerful storm like the region has not seen in a very long time. It's spinning kind of like a hurricane out in the Pacific. It has hurricane force winds over the ocean, but that storm is just one over a week of rain that is so badly needed.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. If you're ever worried about wildfire, there's an app for that. Launched yesterday, the app is called TerraFuse AI. It judges the climate and the risk of wildfire based on a host of data points ranging from temperature and wind to the dryness of vegetation, other fires nearby, and much, much more. It'll give you the probability of a wildfire within 100 feet. But don't try to download it. This app is for insurance companies and other paying customers. A new study from BYU finds one megafire and some torrential rainfall added the same amount of sediment into Utah Lake that we'd normally see in more than 200 years. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
The Pole Creek Fire in 2018 burned almost 99,000 acres of land. It was followed by days and days of heavy rainfall. Researchers say they measured a 6,000-fold increase in carbon and nitrogen washed from the burn scars in Utah Lake, and all that sediment is disrupting the normal ecosystem. Scientists say the debris is clogging canals used for agriculture water, the carbon can affect our drinking water for decades, and it's very costly to treat. The study gave recommendations on how to prevent megafires to treating the water to prevent further damage. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
On to the Friday rush, which usually peaks early. Let's check in with Ricky Meese. What's going on?
I'm afraid we have problems throughout the valley. Right now, we are looking at delays that continue to build as emergency crews arrive on the scene of a crash. Maybe more than a couple of vehicles involved with this northbound I-215's east belt at about 4500 south. It's blocking a left and center lanes of traffic, and delays are building. You have delays westbound I-80 starting at the 202 junction due to road work and heavy delays, unusual slowdowns southbound I-15 from Honeyville to Corinne in Box Elder County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Halloween is coming. Let's talk about the worst candy in the world. My Minute of News is next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.